Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury. And I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, where we exist to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus by equipping and empowering disciple makers called to forgotten people. Now, in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today, we read Deuteronomy 23, Psalm 112 and 113, Isaiah 50, and Revelation 20. Now, growing up, I was a huge hip-hop fan. Well, I still am. But the artists I listen to today have changed a lot because of the content. But when I was young, one of my favorite artists was Tupac. One of his most popular songs shares a refrain with a popular statement in the culture, even today. Only God can judge me. The idea being that the judgment of people was of little concern. Sadly and ironically enough, many of the same ones who say a line like only God can judge me, including Tupac, look to live life in such a way that also reveals they have little concern about the judgment of God as well. This infamous judgment of our Creator that looms ominously in culture in Revelation 20 today finally arrives. The day of the Lord's judgment is described in still a bit of mystery that we won't have fully cleared up until the day actually appears. We see, however, out of the gates just about in this chapter that is not only God who does the judging, but he has some delegates as well, whom he has conferred power and authority of judgment to. Let's look at verse 4. Then I saw thrones, and seated on them were those to whom the authority to judge was committed. Also I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for the testimony of Jesus and for the word of God. And those who had not worshipped the beast or its image and had not received its mark on their foreheads or their hands, they came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Those who will be judging are prepared, and all those who trusted in Christ up until this point are resurrected. And in our new resurrection bodies, that means all the pains of this world have passed away, and now we are new, and we will reign with Christ for what is said to be 1,000 years. Now, this is one of those places. There's so many places throughout Revelation where people have so many different interpretations. So whether we interpret this as a literal 1,000 years or something more symbolic, this is the scene right after Satan is locked away for a time, before his final release and subsequent final judgment that has him thrown into the lake of fire for never-ending torment. All right? That's something we can't debate. Towards the end of this chapter, we arrive at that point that Tupac was rapping about. Time for God to judge. Verse 12, it says, "And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Then another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged by what was written in the books, according to what they had done." So if you're someone following along right now as I record this with the Marvel show on Disney Plus called Loki, this sounds familiar. Just like much in culture, they borrow a concept from scripture. Loki, which if you don't know, he is supposed to be this mythological god of mischief, and there's now a greater power than him, this timekeepers that are like holding him in judgment. So in episode one of this show, it's all fantasy, come on you guys. In episode one of this show, Loki is standing before some sort of clerk and has a massive stack of paper in front of him, right? And each page covers every word that he has ever said. And before he is judged for his crimes, they ask him to sign off on that stack being an accurate account. In this actual scene of judgment in Revelation, there's no questioning. There's no sign here and confirm this or that. All of the dead, be them saved or sinners, They're all judged based on their works. And those whose names are in the book of life will be rewarded in heaven based on what they did. And in verse 15 it says, and if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. So how do you get your name into the book of life? That comes through faith in Jesus. In that moment, in any part of life prior to the book being opened here, when you've recognized the reality, the truth of Jesus Christ, you repented of your sins, and you trusted in submission to Him that He was the author of your faith, that He died for your sins, and that He was the owner of your salvation, that you would then be saved. And in that moment, your name would be written in the book of life. This is the moment that all of existence has led up to, and that we should keep our eyes on. In Christ, we should have no fear of condemnation because our name is written in the book. But we should be aware that there are still rewards for believers. All work done according to the flesh has already received its award as well as its judgment. If we were in Christ, that judgment is placed on Christ. And the reward we already experienced in earth. But that done of the Spirit stores treasures in heaven. Well, at this point, the treasures in heaven begin to take shape. God's glory should always be our motivator for obedience. But good and faithful servants also receive good and faithful rewards. Let's ask God's help to persevere in well-doing for His name's sake, so that we reap the reward of blessing in due time. Heavenly Father, we thank You that not only are You a good God that gives salvation, that You love us so much that You died so that we could experience an eternity with You as our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But not only that, Lord God, that You then still give us rewards in eternity. Not simply the reward of Your presence, but there are actual heavenly rewards that are waiting for us based on the life that we live. Lord God, I pray that You would allow us to keep our eyes on You, keep our eyes set on You throughout our entire journey, and focused on Your glory, Lord God, and empowered to continue to obey, knowing that not only do we receive the gift of salvation, but that You are a giver of every good and perfect gift, and that doesn't stop in eternity. We love You and we thank You. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, that is another episode on Five by the Fire. Head on over to 5bythefire.org and leave a comment. If you want prayer, come on, y'all, I want to pray for you. Hit me up, armand@unshackledonetwork.org for prayer. Subscribe so you catch these every single day. And hey, rate it on iTunes. I'd love to shout you out. And that's a place where people actually go when they're trying to figure out if they should listen to a podcast. And share it so we can get the word out there. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on Five by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.